Let's begin by taking a nice long slow breath, holding it for a few seconds. And as you breathe out, just allow your eyes to close down comfortably. It's time to allow your body to relax, to become aware of the surface beneath you now, to feel your feet resting there, comfortable. Let go. Allow your hands to rest gently on your lap or beside you. Let them feel heavy as you relax, as you let go. Calmness, relaxation, beginning to flow down your body now, from the top of your head all the way down, down to the tips of your toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber, every consciousness of your body relaxing, letting go of any tension, drifting down and floating down, allowing a floating down feeling to develop in your body, in your mind. That moving down feeling that you might get when you descend a flight of stairs. That looking down feeling when you look down some stairs. And as I count, you can imagine your feet, see your feet, hear your feet, perhaps feel your feet treading down each step of those stairs. As you move down onto step 10, as each muscle turns loose, lets loose. As you go deeper down to step 9 and 8, you can imagine your feet, hear your feet, feel your feet treading each step, down to 7. Deeper with every number I count, you're stepping down to 6. Deeper with every sound you hear, step 5, halfway down. Each muscle, every nerve turns loose, lets loose. As you go deeper, taking step 4 gently, calmly, easily, moving to an even deeper level down to 3. And any sound, any noise, any movement around you, even the sound of your own breathing, is carrying you deeper down and further into such a relaxation. Such a healing state of calm. Step 2. And deeper just means that you're going deeper into an awareness of yourself and your thoughts, down to step 1. Deeper down into relaxation. Deeper down to a level where you're more responsive to change. This moment. It's not about being asleep. It's not about being awake. It's about how focused you can become. We all form beliefs through our lives. Beliefs about not being good enough. About failing. Beliefs about being rejected. Somewhere, somehow, someone has rejected you. Someone has hurt you. someone has told you things about you that are not true. But your mind has held on to them. Your mind replays those words and the feelings, often without you realizing or even being aware, like the sensation of clothing on your skin, or the material beneath you right now, unnoticed, until brought to awareness. And just like that buried awareness of the surface beneath you and the sensations around you, there's a part of you that has been buried. A part of you that was there before. Before the world told you a story. Before the world placed a challenge in front of you. A part of you that stood tall. A part of you that took up space proudly. A part of you with undeniable conviction. It was there before. That part filled your soul. It might sometimes feel like that part was lost, buried somewhere, covered in dust. But it's there. I assure you, it's there. So let's go find it. Before the world told you a story about you, you knew exactly who you were. And you were not afraid to say who you wanted to be. Why do you think you're here? So many miracles have to happen. Things have to align precisely in the right way for you to even be born. The right people had to meet. The right people had to be separated. The sun had to set. The moon had to shine. You had to be here. You were meant to be here. How could you possibly be here if you didn't have what it takes? You're worth being here. You are worth more than existing. You've been blessed. You've been filled with bravery, conviction, purpose, fulfillment, and much more. All you have to do is to feel it. To feel it. You have to be brave. You have to be willing to be brave enough to walk through the fogs and the veils of self-doubt, self-criticism, through those stories that you've told yourself again and again. Because they are stories, excuses, distractions, and they're not true. They only sound true because you've told yourself those tales again and again. Walk through those fogs of untrue stories with bravery. You will only discover your true worth right there on your path. And you're meant for so much more than just survival. You're meant to shine. You're meant to be filled with hope, possibility, expansion. Feel it. Feel the hopefulness. You know what it feels like because it's your innate gift. It's your birthright. Feel it because it's yours. You are worthy because it's meant for you. But when doubt shows up, when criticism shows up, know that it's a fog of untrue story. It's not real. You are worth everything, because by walking tall with self-worth, that's how we inspire others to do the same. But you need to start it. And it's okay to feel doubtful, scared at times. But just remember, those old stories are not true. When you think of yourself, you realize you really do know who you are. You know your likes and dislikes. You know when something doesn't feel right to you. You know when something is just right. And since you know yourself, you respect who you are and can begin to appreciate once again who you are becoming. You can have good thoughts, good feelings about yourself. And because of that, you'll no longer allow others to affect how you feel about yourself. If you find yourself in a situation or with a person that does not support your feelings for yourself, you can simply remove yourself from that situation. When necessary, you will indicate to anyone that attempts to change how you feel about yourself or what you need, that although you appreciate their opinion, you know yourself best. You know what's right for you. You can remain a caring and concerned person, but you no longer have to sacrifice your self-worth, your time, your values, for another person. You can be a confident, powerful person, whatever you choose to be. You know who you are. You know what you want. You know what makes you feel content. You know the values that you hold dear. And you know when it's right to uphold those values. Feel inspiration. Feel that strength within. And it begins to show in the way you walk. And especially in the way you speak confidently. If there is a negotiation, you can accept that which you know to be right for you. People will know where they stand with you. They'll begin to respect you again. For your honesty, for your virtue, for your strength of character, and you will practice self-empowerment with ease, accepting only that which resonates with your true nature. Accepting goodness and respect, you walk through your day now with deep regard for yourself, honoring your very essence. You are the only true authority of yourself. No other person or thing has the ability or the power to make you doubt yourself, to make you accept anything less than what is right for you. Every morning, when you get out of bed, look for a mirror. Place yourself in front of that mirror. Look yourself straight in the eye. And remind yourself that I am my own authority. You can choose what is right for you. The important thing here is for you to accept complete responsibility for your choices, your decisions, your path direction. See yourself doing this now. see yourself as having accomplished what it is you wish to accomplish. Feel how good it feels to be a strong, confident winner, to have all that power necessary, all the resources, all the opportunities to realize what it is that you really want to do in this life. You are the only true authority of yourself. No other person or thing has the ability or the power to make you doubt yourself. In the future, if you feel any of those self-doubts, any of those nagging perceptions rising up from within you, just go back to a mirror. Stand in front of that mirror, or even see yourself in your mind, and repeat to yourself, I am my own authority. I choose what is right for me. And the more you practice this, the stronger it will become. The more you will operate from your true strong core self, capable and successful, acting with self-authority and self-confidence, noticing how people want to be around you, as you exude a quiet confidence, a peaceful calm, respecting yourself for exactly who you are. Most people just want to be liked. In the past, it may often have seemed that the easiest way of dealing with a situation where assertiveness was called for was to simply give in, perhaps to accept defeat, or just to go with the flow, to not cause any waves. However, right now, you're beginning to realize more and more that by allowing others to trample all over your feelings and values and needs, you are denying yourself a basic human right. The right to be treated fairly by others. The right to receive respect. Not only from those who are taking advantage, but more importantly, respect from yourself. By allowing dominant or greedy people to cheat you, to bully you, to lead you, you're reinforcing that unfair, self-centered behavior in those people concerned, helping them to become even more arrogant or chauvinistic. And that's why you've decided to do something about it. From this moment on, you're going to be standing up for yourself more and more, easily and effectively, by expressing your preferences, your needs, your opinions, expressing your feelings, speaking up more, insisting that your rights be respected as the equal human being that you are. You have as much right as any other person in this world to be treated fairly and with respect. So no more suffering in silence. No more turning the other cheek. No more assuming that nothing can be done to improve an uncomfortable situation from now on. Express. Express those emotions, should you feel that they're justified. You can express complaints, resentment, criticism, disagreement even whenever appropriate, without worrying. Being assertive now comes naturally to you. And you can also enjoy showing positive emotions freely. Joy, pride, admiration, attraction, giving genuine compliments, as you also learn to accept those compliments that are given to you, by smiling, acknowledging and saying thank you. Question authority. Ask why. The reason not to rebel, but instead to begin to assume responsibility for asserting your share of control over a situation. It means you become better informed. It enables you to improve situations by having a deeper understanding of what's going on. You can initiate. You can continue. You can change. You can terminate conversations comfortably and easily, even when regarding delicate or emotional topics. You enjoy sharing your thoughts openly, opinions, experiences, and the people around enjoy listening, sharing, communicating with you. You can respond positively and assertively to any minor irritations that occur, especially in situations where previously you would have allowed frustration or anger or negative emotion to mount up until it turned into resentment. Realize where changes are needed in life and believe in your right to express yourself without fear of upsetting others. As children, we're bombarded with rules. We're told not to do this, not to do that. It produces submissive children and later, of course, submissive adults. Some rules are meant to be broken. You have a right to put your own needs first, especially if others are imposing on you. You have a right to make mistakes. That's how we learn. You have a right to be emotional if you want. We're all human. Emotion is a human experience. You have a right to express your feelings, whether joy or sadness, disappointment or anger, providing the anger isn't destructive or harmful. You have a right to have your own reasons for doing things. And if others don't like the way you do something, you find it easy to explain yourself calmly. You have a right to question the actions of others if you don't understand what they're doing or why. You have the right to ask for help or for reasonable changes to be made. You have a right to expect your work and your efforts to be acknowledged. No longer taking yourself for granted. No longer allowing yourself to be taken for granted. You're not a child anymore. You're a mature adult who has the right to say and do what you feel suits you best. Create a scene in your mind. A picture, an image, perhaps even a movie. But create a scene in your mind of a person whom to you is the epitome of your ideal assertive persona. It could be one person, it could be a selection of many people. But select someone or a few people to mix into one. Whoever has the qualities that you admire, someone who won't be bullied, won't be coerced into accepting the wrong opinion. Make this person someone who stands up for what they believe at all costs, someone who commands respect for their views. Create your ideal persona right now. Watch how this person interacts with others, calmly and confidently. Listen to how they communicate. Notice their body language, their demeanor. See how they command and receive respect. I'll give you a moment to create your ideal person right now. That's good. Now, when you're ready, I want you to imagine stepping inside that person. Step into that person now. Merge with them. Become one with them. And experience exactly what it's like to feel confident and to be able to assert your own needs effortlessly. See yourself doing things the way they do, saying things in an assertive manner. You are now becoming a much more assertive person, speaking up for yourself, never allowing yourself to be treated how you feel you were previously treated. Place this new you out into a future situation. A situation where you need to assert yourself. Perhaps this is a similar situation to one you've experienced in the past that perhaps you weren't happy with. But place yourself into a future situation now and listen to what you say. Notice how your voice is steady and clear. You find it easy to speak up for yourself, to stand your ground. Notice how you command respect. Listen to how effectively you communicate with others. How you experience good feelings inside you as you describe the changes you'd like to be made. Putting forth your ideas and your opinions. Be specific about what you will and will not tolerate, about what you would like to happen, ensuring that the requested changes are practical, reasonable, considering the other person's needs too. Because you are willing to make changes yourself in return. If these changes are reasonable and necessary, you do take other people's feelings into consideration. That's what makes us human. Day by day, you're becoming much more assertive, feeling much more confident within yourself, and these changes reflect upon other people's behavior too and their expectations of you. They now realize that you're not going to be subject to their whims and their demands, so they treat you with the respect you deserve. And these suggestions are firmly embedded in your subconscious mind now, being allowed to grow stronger and stronger as each day goes by. I'm going to count from 1 to 5 now. And when you're ready on the count of 5, I want you to come all the way back at the count of 5 and bring with you all these confident, positive, assertive feelings. Here we go with 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Take a nice breath and have a stretch. Welcome back.